Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Around these ponds, and I'd be scanning the water. doing this, and I found some baby ones, which was fun, about a foot, foot and a half long, and they look like sticks sometimes, floating in the water. I saw one sunning on the side of the pond. And then I did see some bigger ones, so that was really exciting. And then the other day as I was walking, I just stopped all of a sudden, and I turned and looked at the water, and I thought I saw something that could be an alligator head there, and I wasn't sure. So I took a couple of steps to get closer off the path, just a little close, not too close to the water, and all of a sudden, underwater immediately. And I stayed still, and I waited, and eventually came back up and then swam to a different area in the water. Now, if I had been walking too fast and not paying attention, I wouldn't have noticed the alligator. But when I paused and stayed still, the alligator was right there. As soon as I moved forward towards it, it felt threatened and retreated. This is similar to our inner guidance and our inner wisdom, because sometimes when we want to access our inner wisdom, we try too hard. We demand answers, know the answer right now, tell me the answer right now. We attach to certain outcomes, wanting our inner wisdom to verify what we want. So we want a certain answer, we want a certain end result, and we're hoping that our inner wisdom will say, yes, you're right, it's going to happen that way. And this doesn't always work this way. Because we have desires, our wants, how we want our end results to be, what we're actually doing is blocking our path to it. We're trying to force things. It's like when I was trying to see the alligator, and it felt threatened by my actions, so it retreated. If we try too hard, it's like our inner wisdom backs up and says, no, no, you're not really in the right place to hear me now. You're not really in that place of stillness where you need to be. So it retreats. Now, don't take this analogy any further. There is no other analogy here with the inner wisdom and the alligator, okay? It's just how I happen to see it, okay? I know you know how I love to make stories out of things, but not taking that one further. Yes, I'm looking at the comments, and then I'll get right back. Don't worry. Louisville, Kentucky, yes, Northern Virginia. Put on the video and a little microphone pops up. Push that and hope that's all there is. Can you all hear me?
Hold on.
Oh, you're talking to somebody else. I'm just checking. Okay, on my end. So, you're still here. Oh, yeah, you're trying to Joanne. Sorry, don't want to get everybody all confused. Okay, so back to the inner wisdom. Our inner wisdom is subtle. It's a feeling we get when we're in alignment with our soul. Okay? It's a feeling. It's like a knowing. We need to be still and allow it to come to us. When we release the control, which we all do, don't we? And control is when we're trying to force or demand. When we release that control, we then can move into that state of acceptance, believing the wisdom will come to us. It will start to open up to that idea that that wisdom really is inside, that the information, the answers you seek, so hard to access it sometimes that we do push it away. And it's like we have this little bit of doubt where we don't believe we know the answer. So if we can start to recognize it's very subtle, and then we can start to believe it, that it's going to come to us, then we'll be fine. When we are in our way, as we so many of us have said, I'm in my way, when we're in our way, we are blocking the soul's wisdom, right? Okay? We know that because we're saying we're in our way. What's happening is we're blocking it. Our inner critic has decided, that's how it works, to ramp up that story of how confused you are, that you don't know what you're doing, that you're unable to figure it out. And that inner critic is telling you that you're not worthy to trust totally wrong. So when we're thinking about that, we want to recognize what's happening, what's stopping us from getting there. There are so many things that can stop us, our beliefs, our thoughts, our ideas, our human conditioning, lots of things. But if we can open up this idea that the inner answers are there all of the time, when you recognize that you might be blocking your path, this is perfect, absolutely perfect. Because if you have ever said that to yourself or thought it, recognizing this is the way you're now going to choose to look at it differently. You're going to choose to get out of your way, and I'm going to give you some ideas to help you get out of your way, And you're going to trust yourself. You're going to choose to trust yourself. Even if you have some doubt, you're still going to trust. You're going to do what you have to do. Making that decision that you want to trust, that you're choosing to trust, that you're going to listen and believe that that inner wisdom is there for you and can guide you in any situation. When you believe this, even a little teeny bit, then what's going to happen is everything you need to know is going to come to you. Whatever you need to discover will happen. Your intuition will increase, and you will have a much stronger, clearer path to your inner wisdom. Thank you, everybody, for answering me. I should look at the comments when people make a comment to either talking to me or somebody else. Yay, nice to see you. We got it. Nice to see everybody. Thank you so much for joining me. So how do we know what's inner wisdom? If we're trying really hard, we can get in our way and think something is inner wisdom when it's not. Sometimes it's easier to know what inner wisdom is not. And then by process of elimination, we'll figure out what it is. So it is not blame. Inner wisdom is not blaming someone else or yourself. It is not a judgment. It is not good or bad. It's not judging situations, you, or anything. It isn't. It's not right or it's wrong.
Neither.
It doesn't include should. Doesn't include guilt or shame. It is not fear-based, where we get this message, we got to do this or this is going to happen. That's fear-based. That is not inner wisdom. That's something else. All of those things are a story that your inner critic made up to keep you stuck in fear. And you'll notice all of those things will create unpleasant feelings. So if you're having unpleasant feelings connected to that message, and I mean it comes through with unpleasant feelings, okay, so if you hear something that says something along this line, your husband's a jerk and you absolutely have to leave him, and your anger, it sounds like it's coming in with anger. That's not your inner wisdom. That's something else totally. Your inner critic, your inner voice somehow is doing something, okay? Inner wisdom is always going to be loving. It's going to be supportive and protective. It may help you change your path. And even if it's helping you change your path, it will never criticize or condemn you or anyone else. It won't do that. There will be a certain feeling of truth within it and a certain feeling of knowingness. Even if the guidance wants you to do something that you are hesitant to do or you're resisting, feeling of it will still be supportive. And we'll talk a little bit about that a little bit later, too, some different ways to think about that. So inner wisdom is loving. It's always going to help you. When you get a message from your inner guidance, your inner wisdom, you can feel it in your body. Some people will literally feel a yes kind of feeling in their heart or their third eye, or maybe someplace else in their body. You know how we always talk about that pit of your stomach when something's wrong? You might get something like that when it's a no answer. Some people actually will hear words or a voice that says, yes, do this or do that or whatever. Some people will see things and get messages that way. The inner wisdom is not isolated to just knowing. You may get a message on the radio. You hear a song on the radio, and all of a sudden you think, oh, I know exactly what I need to do now. And you just know from that. Okay, you'll hear it in whatever way it is. You might see, you might feel, you might hear, but you'll always have some kind of recognition in your body when it's a truth. If we haven't had much experience with accessing and trusting our inner wisdom, we might doubt our experiences. We might doubt the feelings we get. So we need to stay open and practice this a little bit so that we can learn more about ourselves and understand what our inner wisdom feels like to us. I'm going to check into here. All just joining me, I'm Colleen VanderZijden. I am a registered medium at Lilydale Assembly, and I'm also an intuitive life coach, and I help people handle their lives, basically.
Fix their problems.
And so every week on this show, this Embracing Your Essence show, I give a life tip, something to help you live your life to a higher capacity, from a higher perspective, so you can be happier. So I do every week. So here we are tonight talking about inner wisdom. due time and just ask about smelling something, any of your senses can give you guidance, can be the words, so to speak. I'll use that word, words of your inner wisdom. Anything. I tend to just know things, okay? But sometimes I will pick up my messages in other ways. So be open to however it shows up for you, okay? So there are some conditions, I will call them important conditions, to help you open up to the inner wisdom so that you can move into trusting your soul, because really that's what it is. Listening and hearing the messages from your inner wisdom is from your soul. Trusting your soul will be trusting that and your inner guidance. So we're going to talk about these conditions. Then I'm going to talk about a few questions you can ask yourself to access that and try to make it easier to get into that flow sometimes. And then at the very end, I will show you or talk about a little process to help you get specific answers to questions, and I will give you the warnings that go along with that as well. So number one, condition, being still. We need to be still so we can observe, so we can be aware, so we can notice, okay? We have to practice being still. It's harder, in my opinion, to get a message when we're running around like crazy people. Way back when I was teaching in the public schools, I was performing in a professional orchestra, I was doing readings after school, I had two little kids, you know, the dogs, the cats, doing all this stuff. And it was very rare that I would get inner wisdom without it being hit over my head because I was too busy running around like a crazy person. So being still will help us to open that pathway. Read. We need to slow down. Part of the benefit of COVID times is that so many of us have learned the importance of slowing down. Our lifestyles have been very quick, very run here, run there, some out of necessity. Some not, some out of choice, because we like to be busy and we don't want to be still because it makes us uncomfortable. When we are connecting with our inner wisdom in that stillness, the reason I'm talking about this as like a lifestyle is because if we practice being still throughout our day and our days, it will be easier. If you're running around like a crazy person, then you have a problem. I need to connect with my inner wisdom right now. Okay, tell me the answer right now. You're not going to have that open pathway. So we want to practice it so we can open it up. It will be easier to navigate that pathway if we practice it a little bit, only a minute or two a day. It's not like you have to do it for an hour or anything like this. It's just setting that intention, being still, and just opening the pathway. So when you're thinking about slowing down a little bit, how do you want to live? Are you present in your life? Okay, are you present in what you want? When we get really busy and we want the answers to that one problem, we're probably attached to an outcome as well. And that's going to close that doorway, and we're not going to get true, honest information from our system. So you want to just practice it for a minute or two. Make it a part of your day. We don't want to prying. We are going to allow instead. We're going to be patient. Connecting to your inner wisdom does not necessarily happen on your timing. As humans, we want what we want when we want it. That's not how things work when we're working with our inner wisdom. So we have to just sit and be a minute or two. We don't have demands. We're just going to listen, if you will, be open to however anything gets communicated to us. We're going to have an open mind without attachment. So if you literally sat for a moment, in a minute, just sat there for a minute and just breathe, and just with the intention of wanting to connect with your soul so that you are open and willing to trust the wisdom that will come from your soul. That's all it is. You don't have to force it. You don't have to demand anything. You don't have to control it. A minute or two a day with the intention of allowing that inner wisdom to come up. You want to pay attention to your body. There's a certain feeling when you're connected. Like I said, if you haven't been practicing, you may not recognize it. So what you'll do is when you have those moments where the wisdom comes up, and there it is, pay attention and just notice how your body is feeling. Generally, when we have positive, truthful information, our energy will expand. When it's something negative or wrong, our energy will contract. Okay? So So we can use that for warning signs and things like that if we're going to make a decision. But our inner wisdom always comes in with a certain feeling. It will be, I don't even know how to explain it. It will feel factual, I think. You know, it will just be, okay? And you'll start to recognize it in your body. For me, a lot of times it's a fleeting thought. Something pops into my head. And I may or may not even recognize it right away. But sometimes I'll respond to it unintentionally. I just do it. But when it comes in, it doesn't come in with an emotional charge. Okay? It's not going to come in with anger or frustration or doubt or fear. There is no emotional charge. It's like a fact coming in. Like, you've got to pick up milk today. That's it. Okay? It'll come in feeling like that. Now, I'll talk about this in a second, about sometimes when you get a message and it doesn't, it's not a message you want to hear, and how you respond. I will talk about that, so don't worry. Okay. Yes, a sense of peace is perfect. You'll just, you know how you get that feeling sometimes when something is just really right? That's the feeling we're going for. So the other thing, the next condition that's really important is to be that choice of choosing to trust your soul. If you're looking for other people to save you, or you're looking for your external situations to change before you feel better, get that peace, get that loving feeling, then you're not trusting. It's going to take some time to trust what's happening. We're going to get the message and act on it. Okay, you're going to choose to trust it, and when you get the message, you're going to act on it. When I was walking and looking for the alligators, I just all of a sudden felt like I needed to stop at that thought. I stopped, I turned, I waited, and looked. Okay, I just had that feeling. I didn't question it, I just did it. And somebody out there said, well, you're a psychic, and you do this all the time, and that doesn't mean a thing. I miss so many psychic things I can't even tell you. You know, especially in my own head, because I get going up there sometimes. So everybody can do this. It's not everybody can do this. When we're accessing that inner wisdom, sometimes we look at those answers that come to us and we don't like them. Okay? And sometimes, if it comes in with that factual, peaceful, knowing feel, we may not like it. It's probably the right answer. So let's do an example. Say you're in a bad relationship or a bad job or something. And you just, one day you just put this knowing, this feeling like, I need to leave. I need to get out. Okay, now what might happen, of course, is if it's not something you've considered, it could be a surprise. Sometimes these messages are a surprise. You don't expect to hear them, you know. When I decided to get divorced a million years ago, it just came into my head, I need to get divorced. And I'm like, whoa, what? I mean, I was really surprised to hear that. So when we get a message and it has that feeling, we might resist it anyway, even though it's probably accurate. And we might have excuses as to why we can't. You know, leaving money or leaving a job or a relationship could be related to money or housing. We might have doubts about how to do something or worries about what could happen. But what you'll notice, and here's the important thing to notice, when the message comes in, it's a fact, it's a knowing. There isn't the emotional charge. The emotional charge comes from our resistance to the message, okay? You may have an emotional reaction to what the guidance is telling you, especially if it's something you don't want to do or haven't considered it. So the message itself is relayed without the emotional charge. That's how you'll be able to blaming, anger, doubt, fear, any of that stuff, not accurate. It's not true, not accurate. The more you practice being still and listening for the guidance, the more you'll start to notice it and understand what your inner wisdom feels like. Like I said, mine is a fleeting thought. It just pops into my head sometimes. Now, sometimes these things will happen. These messages will come to us out of the blue. They don't come when we're looking for it. They just come out of the blue. And I'm sure many of you have experienced that, where you've got some problem in your head, and then all of a sudden you wake up in the morning or you're walking down the street, not thinking about it at all, all of a sudden the answer's there. That's because your mind went still with it. You're in that still place. Think over it, you're not worried about it, you're not thinking about it. So that's when the answer comes. So those are the conditions to get into it to help you set the stage, if you will, so you can access it. If you practice a little bit, a minute or two a day, just being still and allow it. Okay? Some questions you can ask yourself to help you move into accessing your inner wisdom, to help you move into trusting your inner guidance, and help you circumvent your tendency to doubt yourself or try to force the answers. How many times have we done that? I really want this. I really want this. Please tell me it's going to be this. You know? So, and they are in a specific order on purpose. Because I don't want you to, and I'll talk about this again in a minute, I don't want you to say, I've got this really big problem, and I really need the answer, and please give me the answer. I don't want you to move to that place just yet. Because you have a certain answer in the back of your mind that you want. I know you do. Don't deny it. So, you have a certain one. So, we're going to start a little bit slower to start. So, the first question to ask, I mean about your life. What do you wish you had known? What we're doing with this, what do you wish you had known? You're taking your experiences and recognizing the value that's within that. So way, way back when I was teaching, I had a meeting after school, I was in the band room, and with the music department, we're having this meeting, and all of a sudden, the ceiling is moving. It was the craziest thing. It was like it was moving in waves. It felt like it was a really windy day, except when I looked out the window, the soccer players out there were still running, and it didn't look like anything weird was happening. The trees weren't moving. Well, it turned out we'd had an earthquake. And later on, someone said to me, did you see? We had an earthquake. That's what was happening during the meeting. And I said, oh, no, I wish I'd known what it was so I could have enjoyed it. And what that meant for me, when I say something like that, even about an earthquake, is I wanted to be fully present in the moment so that I could be fully aware of what was happening. So I wish I had known that. Okay, now that's a silly little example. But you understand where I'm going here. Something happens, and what I wish I had known was it's an earthquake. But when I take it a little bit deeper, what's the message within it? What is the meaning behind what I wish I had known? I wished I had been fully present and aware. Sometimes, beyond the situation, and discover that inner wisdom, we might wish we had known the last time we were with someone was the last time, right? And why would we want to know that? So that we would have valued that time. We would have been fully present, aware, and appreciating that person and our time with them. Maybe you wish you had known a partner in the past was a bad choice. What is the message for that? Maybe the message is that you should have listened to yourself, or in the future, make sure you listen to yourself and take time to fully evaluate. Maybe you had a really big problem, and you wished you'd known at the time that you would have been okay. And if you had known that, you could have moved through that uncertainty, trusting that you would have been okay. So asking yourself what you wish you had known can help you look at some of the situations you've had in your life and look for what was important to you then. What could help you now? You're accessing that inner wisdom, using your situation to connect with it. A great way to open the doorway. It's not threatening. It's not anything that's scary. You can look at it very factually, very to the point, and not get caught up in your head. You look at the situation, then what is the message within it? The next question, which is related, is what advice would you give your younger self? When we think of this question, we usually think of things we would tell our younger self that would have made our lives easier or maybe would have made our lives more meaningful. So as you're thinking now about what advice you would give for your younger self, put them in the comments because I have a theory and I would love to check it with you. What I have noticed when I think of this for myself, okay, what I would tell my younger self, I was a stressed out queen when I was younger, and very control freaks because that was the only way I could handle my stress. That came from a lot of fear. I would tell myself to not let anyone or anything stop me from doing what I want or saying what I want. And while I'm doing that, to have as much fun as possible. I want to have as much fun as possible. And when I think about this, I can use that now. In my life, it's applicable to today. Tell their younger self what advice they would give for their younger self. I've gotten responses that are varied, but the message is usually quite similar about being strong in who you are and to believe. You know, just be you. Don't care what other people think. Don't let fear fool you. Go after your dream. Someone said one piece is something you'll never experience. If you keep letting things you can't control you, right?
And Maria said, when I've listened to things my grandpa spoke or told us, worrying what others think, has used your voice.
Isn't it amazing? And keep writing them because I love hearing it. This information that, and again, it's not scary for us to look at and go, oh, I wish I'd known this when I was younger. I would tell myself this now. This message is applicable to today. We can use it to recognize what's important to us and can guide us for making those decisions for whatever is currently happening in our life. It can affirm you're on the right track, you're doing the right thing, or maybe it will remind you you've gotten a little bit off track, so we're going to course correct and get back on track, getting back to our authentic self is offered away. Amazing, isn't it? This is so simple, this question, ask yourself, so simple, but can bring such profound answers where you recognize that wisdom is still within you. What you're doing is you want to share that wisdom with your younger self. Now, granted, yes, it is based on your experiences and how you've grown, but all of your experiences contribute to your wisdom. So it's perfect, absolutely perfect. Focus on you. I matter. You're never wrong. Yes, and that's really what we're talking about, isn't it? Trust your gut instincts because your inner wisdom is your gut instinct. That's what it is. Tell my younger self not to worry about what other people think or do, too, and also do not base your happiness on it. Yes. Not to take myself and all so seriously. Have more fun. Wasn't my responsibility to fix everything and everyone, right? We were conditioned to do that, especially females. We were conditioned to make sure everybody else is happy, put everybody else's needs before our own. You know, and so then we suppress ourselves and we suppress our own needs. Now we're reclaiming ourselves again. Accessing our inner wisdom is getting us back to who we truly are, our authentic self. That's what we're doing. Focus on the things you control and work on letting go of the things you can't control. Yes. Have a higher self-esteem. You are not inferior.
Right. Run away. Ooh. Interesting.
Hello, Julie. Run away. Interesting. Okay. So with this, you're practicing your personal inner wisdom. So take those things into consideration because it is likely that messages you'll receive may resonate along that same kind of feeling or may have aspects of that message. Another question to ask yourself is, what do I need to know now? I was just talking about this question with my coaching group the other day because we were talking about automatic writing and using this question. And this can be a big question because frequently we are invested in a certain outcome. So to ask this question, I would recommend getting into a meditative state first, make sure you're still, you're relaxed, all of that, and then ask, what do I need to know right now? Because you might be connected, wanting a certain answer, you want to keep the question open-ended, not attached to a particular problem, where you need, in quotes, a certain answer or solution. If you want a certain answer, you might subconsciously try to influence and manipulate the message. So the information could be unexpected or a surprise. So you want to be open and be curious and allow it to control it.
You want to be practicing being open
and letting it come. What do you need to know right now? Take notes. When you're doing these questions, I suggest taking notes on a lot of things because sometimes when you're writing, more information can come in, which would be similar to doing automatic writing. More information might come in, but also when I'm feeling a little bit lost or confused, if I have things written down that my inner wisdom has said in the past or messages I've received from asking these questions, I
again just by looking at past messages, it can open up that doorway again for me. Cindy is saying you don't have to be perfect. That's something many of us should embrace, isn't it? So what we can do then, so what do I need to know right now? We want it to be open, okay? We don't want to be attached to that certain problem where we need that certain solution. It could be something like, what do I need to know right now? I need to breathe. You need to breathe more. You need to relax. It could be something simple like that. It could be something along the lines of, you, all of a sudden you feel like you want to talk about water, for example. Maybe you think, well, what do I need to know right now? You need to drink more water, but it may go on to more, because when you drink more water, you think clearly, and you'll feel like this, and it might lead to even more information. So don't, as soon as you get a message, stop right there. Let it evolve in its own way, and maybe a deeper message even be needed. So the guidance you get today could guide you in living your life as you handle future situations. And if it's written, you'll get it. Okay, the next one. Now, that was three questions. Okay, you remember them all? What do you wish you had known? What advice you would give to your younger and what do I need to know right now? A little process that you can do. If you have a certain problem that you're looking for guidance on, I do recommend doing the other one first. I'm not jumping here right away. I'm going to describe it all. It's very easy. I think you'll remember it, but if you don't remember it, the replay will be up very shortly, and it just go to towards the end, and you'll be able to see it, hear it again. Or you can take notes now as you're going. So, if you have a specific problem, and you really desire, without too much attachment, you can, guidance on the next step. Or maybe you need to refocus on what's really important to you right now for you to live authentically. And that's really our goal. Okay, so you have this really big problem and you don't know what to do and you're thinking a lot. You know how our mind like ricochets back and forth from possible solutions. I should do this, or maybe I should do this, maybe I should do that. And we do the should back and forth. We start making the list, and we're weighing the pros and cons. We're actually thinking. And when we're thinking, we have disconnected from feeling. And inner wisdom is always connected to feeling. Because feel what feels right. So this process I'm going to talk about will help you surrender. That means you let go of control. You let go of wanting what you want. And allowing yourself to trust that you will be guided by your inner. Number one with this, you are going to sit and be still and breathe, of course, right? You're going to sit, be still, and breathe. You want to notice how your body feels. The reason we're noticing how your body feels is getting you out of your head, out of your thinking, out of your worry, out of your chatterbrain up there, okay? So you want to just notice how your body feels. If you have any tense areas, you're going to breathe, relax them. Set the intention, I'm going to relax. My stomach is tight, I breathe, and I relax my stomach. And you just keep doing it until you're more and more and more relaxed. So what's happening is you're moving into a receptive state. Okay? You're disassociating from the thinking a little bit here, and we're moving into feeling our body. The inner wisdom, again, does not come to you, and your mind is going to do. So what you're going to do is this. Now, for an added bonus, what I like to do is to have a crystal of some kind in my hand. So it doesn't have to be a certain one in particular. A clear quartz crystal amplifies energy and intention, and it can help clear your energy out. It can increase your intuition. It can be very healing. So a clear quartz crystal is ideal. Not necessary, go with what feels right for you. Okay, so you can have that. Rose quartz, of course, connects to the heart energy, love, and helps release negative emotions. So I like to have a crystal in my hand. And the reason I do this, after I get done relaxed, getting my body centered and grounded, I'm relaxed, I have that energy. And then I focus on that energy. And I focus on the crystal, and I'm just feeling the energy of the crystal, whatever it is. Okay, however it comes across me, whatever it feels. And I'm just holding it as basically an amplification of my healing energies. to keep me in that state where I'm connected to my soul and that inner space. I'm just going to hold it. Then, when you're feeling pretty good, get as long as you want, of course, then you want to take your problem and put it into question four, all about you. It's not about changing a person, okay, that they have to do something else so you feel better and that's the solution. It's not about that. It may have something to do with a situation, but it's about you, what awareness you need to have, what insight would help you, that kind of thing.
Okay, I suggest writing this down as well,
the question. That takes you a few minutes to formulate it, okay? So you might ask something like, what's my next step with your relationship, your job, your project? What's my next step? Can you just breathe? Just breathe. What's my next step? When you ask the questions, and I'll give you a couple more examples, don't immediately go boom, 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 search for the answers. No, you're just going to breathe and allow. And be patient and wait. Breathe and allow, be patient. Another question you could ask, what do I need to know about my whatever? Okay. How can I be happier? My simple one. What would be my next step on my spiritual path? What's important now? Let's not be good. For those of you who might be concerned about money issues because of financial stresses with COVID and all of that, you might ask something along the lines of, well, what do I need to know to feel more secure? Okay. What we don't want to ask is, where is my next job? When is my next job coming? We don't want to ask questions like that, predictive. Okay. We want to know what our next step is, and we leave it kind of open-ended. We want to know about whatever, how you can feel, how you can shift your awareness, how, whatever. What's important to you now? You can even do the what do I need to know right now one. Then, after you ask the question, you're going to let it go.
You're going to let it go.
You're not going to sit there focusing on it. Just like when I'm doing a healing on somebody and they have a certain thing they want to heal, I'm like, okay, set the intention, then let it go and be in the experience. Same thing, but be in the experience. So you're going to be open. If you have a crystal and you're doing it with your crystal, just hold the crystal and just keep breathing, staying open and meditative. Let your thoughts wander. Okay, don't feel like you have to stay on topic. Okay, you're going to let your thoughts wander and see where they go. Because what might happen, as you know, when we do a little bit of daydreaming or wandering thoughts, sometimes those insights pop them down. Now, you might receive answers right away as you're doing this process. You might get them right away. And it might pop right into your head immediately, or it might not. And if you don't get it right away, just stay in that space, enjoy the meditative space as long as you want to enjoy it. And know the answer will come to you when it's supposed to. In divine timing, not the time. So, another thing you can do is you can set that crystal down. Okay, you finish up your meditation, you're not quite sure of an answer yet, maybe something came, maybe something didn't, you're writing stuff down, whatever, it might not feel quite right. So you just decide, you know what, I'm good, I feel good right now. And you're going to set that crystal down, the energy of the question within it, or even under the paper if you haven't had it there. You can have gratitude for it. Thank you for helping me. I trust that the guidance will come to me. I trust that my inner wisdom will show up in its right timing. And then you work away. You're surrendering, no control, no wanting, you're surrendering and you're trusting. You're trusting it's going to come to you. The answer will come to you its own device.
Or another thing you can do
is you can again set that crystal maybe under your pillow. Because sometimes when we're sleeping, the guidance comes in while we're in that space, where our minds are someplace else and we're not controlled. So we put it under our pillow. It's not necessary to do this, but by doing this, you're saying to your soul, to the universe, hey, I'm looking for some guidance. I'm trusting you to come in with this guidance. So you're putting an intention there. Your energy is following that intention. You're keeping that pathway open for your inner wisdom to come.
Okay? So actions that we take are important when it ties together. It's not necessary. You don't want to have it under your pillow system. It's not necessary, but you can choose to do that. If you do this, keep pen and paper next to you, because sometimes you'll wake up in the middle of the night and you'll know the answer. You're going to think you'll remember it. Oh, I'll remember that. It's perfect. And how many times do we wake up in the morning and go, oh, what was that? What was that? What was that? And we don't remember. So if you have a piece of paper and a pen right there, you can write it down when you wake up at 3 in the morning. Because how frequently does this happen? All the time. That's a little process you can do to help you get answers to a specific problem. Help you move in the direction that's what you say. All of these ideas tonight are ideas to help you open that doorway, open the pathway, so that you begin to check in regularly, so you begin to trust that the information is coming to you. Being still, paying attention to your body. If you get a feeling of something, act on it. Start to pay attention to how it feels. It literally is like the milk on the way home today. That's what it is. Literally, pick up the milk on the way home. It's not pick up the milk. It's pick up the milk. And it might go really fast. But don't worry that you've missed it, because the universe, your soul, will always repeat the messages until you get them. So it's not like it's a one-shot deal, and if you don't hear it the first time, you're going to lose it. No, it's not. Isn't that great? 100% success here. There is no chance of failure as long as you stay open and allow it to come to you. And remember, as the answers come, sometimes you may not like the answers, do what you need to do. Your inner wisdom was speaking, but you are going, nope, 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 and you push them aside. The more you listen to the inner wisdom, paying attention to love messages, the easier it is to come through, because our wisdom, as in everything in life, likes to take the path of least resistance. So we want to create the path of least resistance, so that that wisdom is coming to all as much as possible. When you get up in the morning, you can ask for it. You just ask to be guided, opening it up for even. Eventually, what will happen is you will know the difference between the voice of fear and the voice of the enemy. So you'll just. Yeah. And now, another thing you can do, and I'm not going to go through this because I really don't have time, and it would be a process, is sometimes people like to connect with ourselves 20 years from now. Connect with our future selves. Okay? And if you can get into that meditative state, you may be able to feel yourself next to you, so to speak. And there is probably, I'm sure, I've got a process in my mind of how I would do it, and maybe I'll try that. There is a way you can do that as well. And you might be able to Google it to find something and get messages there. Similar to when you give messages to your younger self, so your older self is giving you to your current self. So it's the same thing. So it should be pretty easy for us to get over there and do that as well. So that's what I want to talk about today. And I do want to mention, of course, the other radio shows. And before I forget, I'm Colleen Van Der Zijden. You can connect with me at ColleenVanDerZijden.com or psychicmedium.com, LilydaleAssembly.org to find out what's happening. Workshops are happening now, as I mentioned earlier. And the summer ones should be up by the end of the month. Lilydale Assembly Incorporated on Facebook. So you follow there and pay attention to all the events that are happening. So many things happening. At my page, please follow if you haven't yet. Colleen Van Der Zijden Medium and Life Coach. And the other radio shows, I got to do this and make sure I cover them all. On Wednesday, we have Wednesdays with Willa at 10 in the morning. That's Willa White. 7 p.m., John White doing his show. Karen Hill is on does mediumship Mondays, noon on Monday. Angie Epp does spiritual conversations on Friday, I believe at noon. At noon, and she usually has a guest on and does a meditation. And Celeste Elliott's show is Thursday at 10, where she does all sorts of things. This weekend, she teaches music and mediumship, so that will be fun. I have another course also on Tuesdays at 7. So there you go. Well, thank you so much for listening and watching tonight. Let me know if you access your inner wisdom or if you get a really profound message that you think is profound. If you want to share it with us, we would love to see it and hear it.
hear all about it. I tell you, our inner wisdom is there all of the time if we just slow down enough to let it come up and give us all the information. Thanks for joining me, and I will see you next week. I always think I'm going to talk about a certain topic, and then as the day goes, I change my mind, so I won't even tell you what I think I'm going to talk about. So you guys have a great week, and I will see you next week. Bye.
Kind of in the beginning.